Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream, where the extraordinary isn't fiction. It's the conversation. I'm Debbie Dashinger, and Marilyn Gavicki is here today, carrying transmissions that could change how you understand your soul's mission, humanity's future, and the very architecture of reality. And in the next moments, you're going to discover why her connection with Zazar, an omnidimensional cosmic intelligence, offers urgently needed guidance for navigating the ascension, the new grids forming on Earth, and the Golden 12th Bridge now awakening across our planet. So stay with us, because what you're about to hear is not theory. It's a roadmap for the new human and a direct energetic upgrade for your consciousness. And if you'd like to find out more about Marilyn or Zazar, go to theshift.rocks. And with that, I welcome Marilyn back for the third time to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you back.
Well, I couldn't think of a better place to be than with you, Debbie. And your incredible light. So I thank you for having me here with you.
Yeah, perfect. What a perfect time to be doing this. We are coming out of so much this year. And I think we're settling so much to open up to so much newness, out of a 9-snake year into a 1-horse year, but energetically in ascension. So talk about, from your position as Marilyn and as Zazar coming through Marilyn, what have you been noticing pattern-wise, and what do you feel is anticipatory for what we're about to enter into?
Well, I'll tell you this. I have never been so excited about the ascension process on Earth. I have been going around to many places, talking to many people, and we just, in fact, returned from Brazil working with Stargate in Brazil. It was most exciting. I think the most exciting thing was to see hundreds of people from the Southern Hemisphere gathering together with such accelerated motivation to understand this ascension process. What I realized, Debbie, and also from being in Costa Rica with Stargate, is that we are no longer divided by nations, our color of our skins, our language. We are coming together as a unity community of humans across the planet with the clear motivation to live in unity, peace, and unity consciousness and love. It's so exciting to see. We did not know the language in Brazil. Not many of them knew English, but it didn't matter because of the way in which our hearts dance together. So thrilled to be together in love. And this is what I'm noticing wherever we go. People are so ready. And it used to be that people ask, when is this ascension going to happen? Now it's so clear that it's happening in every room I go in every room Zazar's in, whether it's Zoom or in person. People are in the process of their own awakening, realizing their own missions, realizing that they're moving up in higher vibrational experiences, and this is turning on their magnificent light core within. And in that light core, I watch their soul gifts manifest. And these humans are around the entire planet. And as we are forming this unity consciousness, it's becoming so powerful, and it's magnifying and amplifying so many other humans to wake up overnight. So it's such an exciting time. It doesn't always look like that when we look out into the world, because the world is in chaos. Chaos precedes the new dawn, and the chaos is the polarizations hitting up against each other, breaking into 1,000 pieces. so we can take those pieces and form a coherent unity field. And that's what I see happening all over the globe.
Beautiful. In your retreats, I've been at your retreat and I know how powerful they are. People often experience really profound shifts. What is actually happening on a multidimensional level during these activations?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's happening is people are coming together feeling absolutely safe enough to reveal the truth of their heart. And we love each other. And we're dying to decrease and dissolve the separation that we have with each other. We've lived in as Zazar goes, we've lived in separation for so long on this planet. Separation from the cosmos, from the galactics, from Source Divine, from our own souls, but mostly from each other. So at these retreats, we come together and dissolve the separation between us, where we feel at one with each other, and in that oneness, we feel safe enough to be more of who we are. I watch people discover more of who they are overnight. The next day at breakfast, people are fuller, more light-filled, and the more light they have, the more they give that to others in the retreat, and the light keeps building and building until we all leave different and more than when we came. And these retreats are just a microcosm, Debbie, of what I think, what I know is happening around the world, that we are coming into more of our light. And as we do that, light begets light. And so it is dissolving more and more of the dark without us having to put a miner's cap on and going into the dark and trying to solve the problems in the old ways. So these retreats that you've been at really raise everybody's light quotient to a brand new level. And love really is present.
I'm so curious. At the June retreat, Zazar had come up with an architecture that I'll call the wheels of timelines. And he had all of us stand in formation in different wheels. And some of them converged and some of them broke apart and some of them came together and they were creating something. We could all feel it. You even had someone have a drone take aerial footage of us from above, which was spectacular to look at, to literally see timelines being shifted. Has Zazar mentioned, or do you feel or sense that that created something? If so, what?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up. First of all, through Zazar, the Andromedans are here very much in force. And these timeline shift circles and math that was put together for these circles in the sacred designs that they were timeline devices. And so as we got in them and you saw the drone footage, it was beautiful to watch. But we actually were able to shift timelines. The Andromedans are bringing this technology really to us on how to shift as a group and a unity community timelines. Yes, many of us had the feeling prior to the retreat that some difficult thing was going to be happening on Earth. None of us shared that until we started doing the timeline devices. And all of us said, oh my gosh, as soon as we finished, it felt like whatever was going to happen became what Zazar calls a non-happening. When you jump timeline shifts, you often shift out of denser probabilities. And that's what we're doing when we gather together, especially when we utilize some of this Andromedan technology to shift timelines, not just personally, which many people do. They shift timelines to a higher vibrational parallel life. But we're shifting timelines for the entire human race on Earth. In fact, Zazar actually showed me after that retreat this room where a military man was dressed in uniform and he was kind of in charge of some of the controls for nuclear missiles. And he, in the middle of that, got up and left the room and said, I cannot do this anymore. It is too scary, too dangerous. And Zaisser said many people left these stations and not to return because in their hearts they felt it was time for a new time where we are not threatened by devastation on this planet. That was just one instant of a timeline shift. And there were many that went on the planet that became non-happenings. Of course, you can't prove this because they didn't happen. But we know this ourselves. We went through timeline shifts. And yes, it not only shifted us out of some of the densities, but Debbie, we're doing more and more of these timeline shifting technologies, and it is shifting us into a higher level of vibrational light. And Zaisser just said recently that from the beginning of this year till now, because of the work humans have been doing and the galactics with us, there's a separation veil that had been around Earth for eons. That veil is pretty much dissolved. Once that separation veil dissolves, we will have access not only to the wisdom that has been separated from ourselves, not only will we be more united with our own light within, but we will have corridors of connection with the angelic realm, with the galactic realm, with the ancient ones on our planet. So just in 9 months, we have shifted the Earth to such a degree that that separation veil is no longer with us. Now it's up to us humans. What are we going to do when that veil is no longer there? What are we going to do to raise our vibrations so that we begin to create or re-remember these corridors to all that is in the multidimensional realm? And that's where we're at.
It's such an important message. And I hope that everybody who's listening really receives that and replays that, because the tenor, the energy that is generally out there for the light workers, for the star seeds, is a lot of self-work, a lot of collective work, a lot of global work. You know, people are doing grid work, everything, magnificent pieces that everybody holds. And I think when many people look out on the landscape of the world, it can be really unsettling, to say the least, the chaos that is out there. And to hear it's actually working. And I think sometimes when you're so up against something like we are in our 3D life, we don't get to pull back and see the magnificence that's being created and know about that. Because to have this removed that you're referring to, this cloak that was keeping us separated for so long and is now dissolved, this is beautiful. I mean, this is now the path to all the things I think we dream of and all the reasons our souls chose to come here to be who we are and do what we do.
I love that. I love that. And remember, the old paradigm is where the chaos is. Many of us, and you're so right, it's so hard to look out and see all this darkness out there and chaos, but we're creating a new paradigm. And so many people are living in this new paradigm. And as soon as you look at the old, it's easy to get sucked back into thinking that's reality. But in the new paradigm, we have to remember, all of us who are doing this, that we are the ones creating the new realities. And the new realities are coming streaming in from these higher levels, from the white diamond light coming into our planet, from the galactic help, from the celestials, from our own opening our magnificent light core. And as all this is happening, we are the ones creating the new realities. When you look out there, it's still the old reality. We can't get caught in that if we're the creators of the new reality. And that's what's happening now. We now have an enormous opportunity to be the co-creators of what Zaisser says is the 12th bridge to a brand new civilization on Earth that will never dissolve itself in chaos.
Amen. Well, a quick pause, my friends, because when we come back, we're going to be doing channeling with Zazar, my dear sweet friend. And I want to invite you a little deeper into this work. I've got something special for you, for those of you who are wondering what your galactic ancestry is, where you're from in the stars. I've got a free starseed report and video for you. You can go to my website, debbiedashinger.com/starseed. It's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. The final of the year, Starseed Shamanic Galactic Healing is coming up. I do a 90-minute online healing every month. It's only $33, so you can come from anywhere and just sit back and receive. They are profound. You can go to debbiedashinger.com/healing. Everything's going to be in the show notes, all the links. And this month is about suffering. So I get the downloads of what it's going to be. And it's been amazing ever since I announced suffering, how many people have been coming forward and saying, I need to be there. So good. Let's release that so we don't have to carry it into next year. The next piece that is really exciting, I am opening up for the very first time Shamanism Level One. So for folks who want to learn actual shamanism, the tools, the practices, and start to become a grand shamanic healer yourself, join me. It's going to be starting January 6th, and it's at debbiedashinger.com/L1 for Level One, Shamanism Level One. Finally, Conscious Life Expo is coming up February 20th through the 23rd in Los Angeles. It's their 24th annual year. They have over 8,000 people come through the doors, tons of vendors, three floors. We take over the hotel. It's amazing. Marilyn is going to be there speaking and channeling. I'm going to be there speaking, moderating. So join us. It's a beautiful event. Absolutely. And we'd love to say hi to you in person. debbiedashinger.com/CLE. So if this conversation means something to you, please hype the video. It helps. You can find this show on every major podcast site. Your support by subscribing, leaving a comment, liking, it really helps us reach many more star seeds and light workers around the globe. So thanks for doing that. I will bring back Marilyn, and is now a good time for us to connect with our dear friend Zazar.
Beautiful. Well, first of all, I have to say to you, Debbie, you know, I talk so much about this magnificent light core that is being released finally in all the humans. And in this releasing, you are coming home to the truth of who you are. And I have to say to you, Debbie, your magnificent light core is like a sun. It is shining so bright. And as a result, you realize all of the light that you are moves out into the world in so many ways of everything you do. I have to just say this to you. After all, I'm talking to you as well as many others. But your light is changing the world, and you should know this. And so all of those who are finding their light out there, it's very important for you to know that as you unleash this magnificent light core, no matter what is happening in the world, it is indeed finding its way out into unity consciousness of the humans, changing the field of what you know as your earth. As Marilyn said, the veil of separation is now pretty much gone around your planet. It is time now for you to make new inroads to the corridors that have been deprived because of the separation of Earth, even from the cosmos, even from divine source. It is time to first go within and heal the separation that has been within you. So much is happening in the world now. You are in the midst of creating a 12th bridge. What is the golden 12th bridge? Well, know this. There are 11 civilizations, ancient advanced civilizations on your planet, all who had galactic help. These ancient advanced civilizations all dissolved for some reason or another. I'm talking ones like Atlantis and Lemuria and Condom Comura and Hyperborea. They all at some point dissolved. But those light codes from the wisdom of those 11 civilizations are rising up now at this time, because humans' consciousness is creating a light that triggers the light codes from these ancient advanced civilizations. Many of them knew of this time that is now, knowing the light codes that were buried are now coming alive to bring the wisdom they understood all together into one holy whole. Now you have heard of these comets that are coming through your solar system. Perhaps you have heard of Three-Eye Atlas. I want to tell you something about them. They are messengers from afar. No matter what your scientists say about them, they are beautiful. You might say crafted messengers coming through. Oh, yes, do they look like they might be stone? But this is the creation of very advanced cultures who know about this time of Earth. Three-Eye Atlantis is coming through. Talk to your sun so much when it was behind your sun, causing so much outburst, you might say, from the sun coronal outburst to your Earth, which is why you had so many beautiful lights 2 weeks ago or so. And so it was aligning with your sun to help it align more with Earth. And now as it is coming close to Earth very much now, it is releasing light codes from every galactic civilization that has come to Earth in the past and now to help Earth rise into the 12th bridge creation. These light codes are coming to Earth now. And so as you clear your field, you will be a receptor of these light codes of information that are crucial for the ascension on your planet. And this Three-Eye Atlas is also sending light codes from the Divine Feminine Template of Purity. And so it is sending this to Earth because I tell you, Debbie, all these 11 civilizations that dissolved because the Divine Feminine became misaligned, unbalanced. And so this beautiful Three-Eye Atlas, as you call it, coming through is bringing light codes of the pure divine feminine template that lives in the heavens. So this is very important, and there is another comet coming your way. The abbreviation you call BB. BB is coming with re-remembrances, codes to help you remember that you have chosen to come now to be part of building this new 12th bridge. All this new 12th bridge is a bridge to the new dawn, which many of you talk about as the new dawn, the new civilization on Earth moving into the fifth dimension. And so light codes are being released, Debbie, from all these ancient civilizations. The monuments that still lay testimony to their existence are coming alive with these light codes all around Earth. And so this is a grand time to do the work necessary to dissolve your own densities, to begin to realize you are one of the co-creators of this bridge. And as you allow your light to shine, you take a footprint on the bridge, and that is beginning to build this beautiful corridor to Earth's human civilization on your planet. These comets coming through are messengers from afar. This is a grand time. Many of your indigenous peoples know this. and the galactics are gathering. Do you know that every galactic that has come to Earth to help her and to help the human race over eons of history on your planet, every galactic one is coming to help this process of ascension on Earth. It is so exciting. I want to say, if humans really could know how exciting this time is and shed their vision of what they think is going on when they look outside, but to feel in their hearts something is percolating, that percolation, and follow their intuition to bring them to some new vibration of consciousness, to become aware every moment of what their vibrational experience is and begin to move into the higher light. There is so much to talk about in terms of the light technology that is coming and the light codes coming into Earth. Listen, I want to say this. There is something else happening to your planet. There is this beautiful Sophia's grid. Debbie, there is a Sophia grid. Sophia represents the highest, purest, divine feminine. It is that energy coming to your planet, showering your planet now. There are grids being established all around your planet. We call it the Sophia grid, bringing closer to the human the ingredients, the light technology of the divine feminine to be felt in the heart, to bring compassion and passion and fierceness and kindness and knowing that humans are ready to begin to live in peace and joy as a whole unit, building a holy whole for the entire human race. This is happening on your planet. And speaking of the galactics, the Andromedans are so close at hand now. Every single retreat we go to, we were just at a beautiful retreat with the Stargate organization in Brazil, and the Andromedan craft were seen. We were at another retreat in North Carolina, and the humans there were able to get a perfect photo of the Andromedan craft over the meditation hall. They are coming closer. What do they bring? They bring the ability to make these timeline jumps to help accelerate. People often ask me, how can this be happening? It seems like it would take forever. But you are getting help with how to make these timelines shift so you move into a higher vibrational space, which opens up your soul sensory modalities to be able to create brand new realities of healing, of science, of music, of sound. So much is at hand. And so many humans are already doing this. This is why the separation veil has dissolved. And then, one of the most exciting things that is happening to Earth at this time, there is a planet on the other side of your Milky Way. It is where what we call the cosmic humans live. The cosmic humans are humans just like you, but who never had to go through the destruction that the human race on Earth has gone through. And they are living in the higher fifth dimensional planes. They have now come to Earth to help the human race succeed in building this golden 12th bridge to the brand new civilization on Earth. They have come to help you. And I tell you this, there is nothing that can feel more incredible than to be loved by another human who has overcome all the separation and only brings the purity of love from the human heart. The thing about humans that is so delicious and luscious and beautiful is your human heart. For many galactics are here to study the human heart, because as you have gone through so much darkness and destruction, it is your heart that has survived. It is that heart of yours that reaches out when somebody needs help. It is the heart that has not lost the ability to love even when there has been heartbreak. The heart reaches out to feed another, to love another, to have peace with another, even in the chaos. Your human heart is your salvation. And many galactics are here because they are puzzled that a heart as such as the human heart has survived everything it has survived. So think about it. If your human heart is still so full of luscious love, think what will happen when it is not pulled down into the darkness, but only lives in a high vibration of the fifth dimension. You will become like the cosmic humans who are here now to age your way. And so there are so many higher ones. The celestials are so here. There is a light circle around your planet with all of these higher beings. But it is up to the humans always. Cannot take your free will. It is your free will that will decide that the separation veil is gone, how to make use of that, how to bring yourself out of your own separation, how to bring your consciousness to a higher level so you begin to open the corridors to the multidimensional realms. What you think of reality is so small compared to all the realities that are right there with you. As you open up these soul sensory modalities, you will see into the invisible. You will hear the music of the higher realms. You will feel the heart's healing that will heal everything that ails your earth and humans. This is the time you are in. You are gathering such interest from the galactics. I say to Marilyn sometimes, you know, if the humans could see what they are really doing and all gather together to be as interested in each other as the galactics are in you, ascension would happen overnight. All of you begin to realize that you are not alone. You have many higher beings with you. You have higher incarnations of your own coming to life to send you essences to help this mission you are on. But most importantly, you are not alone with each other. And as you begin to form these unity communities, they will become so powerful, building the grid of human consciousness across the globe. And then as the Sophia energies move through the grid, you would see the earth change in such high ways that you will forget the densities. You will forget the densities. Sometimes when I come through the Marilyn's throat, it's a lot of energy. So, as this happens on your earth plane, instead of forgetting the marvelous magnificence you are, you will forget the densities and darkness, and begin to only know the lighted way. And realize that these comets coming through the galactics here, the Andromedans, the cosmic humans, the ancient ones rising up, coming alive with the light wisdom. All of this is happening in the now. But most importantly, find that magnificent light, and it will be a roadmap for the connections to all that is happening on Earth. What do you think of this, Debbie?
So beautiful. Just the marinade in that is very exciting, and bravo for tying together that enormous buffet of information in the way that you did. I loved it. And I do have questions. I'm really curious when you talk, Zazar, about ancient civilizations being released again, coming back online. Who specifically are the ancient civilizations? Who and what are they?
So they are the Atlanteans, the Lemurians, the beautiful Kandam Kamara, which few know about. Kandam Kamara was a grand civilization before Atlantis, before Lemuria, that is now in the ocean on the tip of India. It sunk with Atlantis and Lemuria, but it was a grand civilization of high priestess knowledge. The temples are still alive underneath the ocean, coming alive even more now. Then there's the Hyperborea, who were here millions of years ago, the light body ones, who still left such an imprint in the human genome. There are, of course, the Egyptians and the ones who built Stonehenge. There are those who built Newgrange. And Stargate and Zazar are going to Newgrange in May to further open these light codes. Newgrange in Ireland holds the ancient knowledge before the Druids and the magic of the wizardry that was here eons ago. Then there is Sumeria. And long before you know the story of the Sumerians, there was a grand culture, again, of high priestesses who were able to bring the Sophia energy into Earth at that time. And then there's Pumapunka, who sat near Lake Titicaca in South America, who brought the Mama, Machu Picchu, the Earth Mother, into being. And then there is the Serpent Mounds. The Serpent Mounds that can be found in your country, Debbie, in the state of Ohio, really were evidence of the grand dragons and the serpents and the high priestesses who built the mounds across the earth to be corridors for what is happening now. And then there's Göbekli Tepe, which is in Turkey, which is being uncovered as we speak. And this great civilization came to be, but really was suppressing the divine feminine so much that the high priestesses learned to be invisible. And to this day, they are still there, but invisible. I mean, the history of your earth is so amazing. What all these cultures knew, but got buried by their own dissolution because of the darkness they came to be and because of the divine feminine disalignment. So those are a few. So sorry for this. I will try to speak more softly. Those were but a few civilizations, but 11 of the most important ones. There are others. There are also transmission stations across the earth that are hold great monuments, like Machu Picchu, who hold great monuments that are transmission stations for these light codes and for the information and wisdom that laid buried, that are now coming alive, and they are transmitting this information around the world now. So much happening on your planet. But these ancient civilizations were buried, and many of you had lives, ancient incarnations in these civilizations. So as I mentioned some of them, you may perk up to say, yes, that feels familiar. You may hold the receptor sites to hold these light codes that are coming in with the wisdom of these ancient advanced civilizations. Not so advanced that they made it, but advanced in many of their own ways. Many of them, like the Egyptians, knew so much about communicating with the galactics and Stonehenge. And so much of this information is being uncovered now. And this will help the humans make their transition.
You know, it's really beautiful. And a lot of what you're saying, it's incredible how it coincides also with the shamanic prophecies from high in the Andes, very ancient, called the Pachacuti, a time of change. Every 500 years, another epoch. And right now we're in it. One of the many things the shamans of old said, that when this time that we're living in now comes, it will finally, once again, be the rise of the divine feminine. So I love that. And I love this name, of course, Sophia Code, for so many reasons. How does understanding Sophia Code, the rising divine feminine planetary architecture, change the way each of us as people see ourselves, our power, our purpose? How does that influence us?
So understand something. You have had humans who have been the purification, manifested version of the divine feminine, like your mother Mary, like Isis, Kuan Yin, Mary Magdalene. All of them had the purest template downloaded as human, just like your Jesus had the Christ consciousness downloaded. These templates live, you might say, in an interdimensional place close to divine source, the template of the divine feminine. Because your planet got so disaligned with it, this template is now closer to Earth, coming in with lighted information, and that lighted information is what we call the Sophia. That is just a way to short circuit a complicated process. The Sophia is coming in energetically to your planet. Humans are at a place where they will be able to download and integrate the Sophia principles of the divine feminine, to be able to take control of their own hearted movement through their intuitive knowing, creating new roadmaps for new realities of this 12 bridge civilization. And so when this divine feminine comes to be, there is much strength that each human will feel. Strength of heart, strength of compassion, strength with passion, strength with fierceness, to become the peace and unity and joy and love that humans have had. It is your birthright to be this. And of course, then the divine masculine moves with the divine feminine to have a perfect, integrated human being. But because your planet has been disaligned, now the Sophia template is close at hand. You might say, Debbie, it is showering Earth with pure divine feminine energetics for humans to soak up through their heart, to learn once again what alignment and balance is to bring about a united human race where all are well, including the earth herself.
Yes, because she is a goddess as well, a very
She,
live
yes, she
entity.
is. She is a very high celestial being, volunteered to be Earth. All planets are live beings. Once humans begin to realize your planet is a live being, your moon is a beautiful live being, how you will treat this Earth will change. But first, you must learn to treat the live beings that you do know are beings, like each other and the animals and the trees. Once you begin to treat them with the consciousness of the divine feminine, watch what happens.
Watch what happens. Earlier when you were talking about the comets, you mentioned the sun, and you also mentioned somewhat the flares and the codes. And it's very interesting. I don't know why I've become so fascinated with the sun, but I have. And somebody said, learn the history of the sun. And I thought, well, I'm a researcher at heart, I'm a journalist. Absolutely. So I started to deep dive. And when I was deep diving into the literal history of the sun, then things started coming up that were shamanic in nature and how the indigenous have always viewed the sun. Also, galactic information started coming up from different cosmic cultures. And I would love you, Zazar, to address that. The sun, specifically the flares, the codes, and the sun is a portal, a literal portal to travel through. And anything else I may not know about, can you share factoids and fascinating information about the sun we live under, but also has its own role and purpose? In us, in what we're doing, but it sounds like in other cosmic cultures as well.
So it is so interesting, Debbie, that I am so happy to hear you are so interested in the sun, because without the sun, you do not exist. The sun is what brings life. The sun is what brings light. You might say the sun is a master communicator with all the stars of the universe. The sun is a master communicator with Source itself. And so the great galactic sun of your Milky Way, as you call it, communicates with your sun, bringing in corridors of information. And your sun is the grand communicator for the Earth and all of her planets and moons. And so the sun is the grand communicator to the earth, continuing to shine light upon the earth, especially the human consciousness, to begin to create the awakening that is happening now. When this great three eye atlas went on the other side of the sun as it traveled close to your solar system, it was communicating with the sun. Everything goes through your sun. Nothing that comes into your solar system does not go through your sun. You might say it is the great teleport for everything here. And so it's a great communication station. The great comet coming through was communicating with the sun. In its communication, the sun was sending flares. In this instance, this is not true of all the flares, but in this instance, the sun was sending flares of information to Earth, making known that the comet was going to come close to Earth, sending these light codes to Earth to help accelerate the ascension process. So the sun was sending flares to Earth, readying Earth, almost creating a field for Earth to receive what this long messenger from long, many, many places away I say places because it's not about miles. It's about where this craft comes from to bring these light codes to Earth through the sun. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but the sun created these flares, which created your northern lights, which went way into the southern part of your world. Many of these lights were the color red. Now, I want you to think about it. Much of the time, they are blue and green. There are many, many photographs of these northern lights 2 weeks ago, and they were red. What was red? Red is the divine feminine color. It was the Sophia codes coming into Earth. I'm telling you, it is so amazing what is happening to your Earth right now. But the sun communicates to Earth and to the moon, and the moon, the light that the sun sheds on the moon, tells the moon how to interact with what? The waters of your planet. The moon knows how to interpret the sun's code for the very waters of your planet. So when you go into the waters of your Earth, you are essentially being downloaded with sun codes, going through the moon codes. It is so delightful to know these things. So your sun also receives information from many stars that have galactic, universal knowings and wisdoms for your planet at this time. And so it is always delivering data codes and wisdom codes. It is up to the humans, though, to build these fields within you that can begin to absorb such high light information. You are so used to absorbing the dark information, turning on your TVs and news for what the chaos is. You have to begin to close those circuitries out so you can begin to establish the circuitries to, first of all, bring in the amazing amount of wisdom that your son is beholding for you at this time, Debbie.
Thank you. That was wonderful. When you're talking about light codes and the codes being showered on us, and you mentioned this as well with the two comets, Bibi and 3I Atlas. And so two questions. How can we work with these codes, because you mentioned about us assimilating them and that they're here to assist us, but also to affect Earth's timeline. What can we do to receive, to open up, to utilize these?
Let me see this. It is a vibrational experience. So beautiful, Debbie. When you came to the retreat and felt such love, you might say, what am I to do with this love? But you did not say that. What you did is you took it in on a vibrational level, and you allowed it to move you to your next venture. This is sort of what vibrational living is about. It is about being able to consciously say there are light codes coming in from the sun, from the comets, from the universe in its white diamond light that is showering Earth now because of its direct alignment with the galactic sun. So much information coming in. If you're tuning in to Atlas and there are light codes coming in from the galactics who have worked with Earth before and these ancient civilizations, all you have to do is tune into that. So you say, I am ready to be a receiver of the light codes that will move Earth to the next timeline shift. You have to know no more. If you try to know more, you're in the old brain thinking. And there is nothing in the old brain that has a clue about any of this. But if you begin to take this in on a vibrational, simply opening to the vibrations, and then as you feel the vibrations penetrate your soul, your heart, your body, quieting the mind, you will find that these very frequencies will begin to move you in ways that you might not even connect to the day that you sat and you took the light codes in, or the day you sat on top of a mountain and were in the most revelational state of being, and you simply took that high vibrational state with you off the mountain to walk back in your world, emanating those vibrations, not necessarily saying, what do I do with them, but saying, how do I be with them? And that is how this higher vibrational living is. And so when these light codes come in, it is a grand question that you ask. I would say to you, first of all, be someone who says, I am ready to download these codes. I don't have to know what that means, but I will stay in tune vibrationally with my body, my mind, my heart, and my soul. And I will be aware of how vibrationally I begin to feel new wisdoms, new intuitives, and I will not be afraid to follow my intuition that guides me and sets new roadmaps for my own ascension journey. And it will come in more mysterious ways that you will come to know as you follow the vibrational intuitions in your life. Many of you who are listening, I know already do that. This is nothing that you will know like a textbook. It will come in as a vibration, it will settle in, and it will start to move out of you. I say this to you, as these light codes come in, they will create what I call etheric enzymes. And these etheric enzymes are how they are digested. And then, as a human who is digesting these high frequency codes, you will begin to emanate these codes to fellow humans. And they will have these etheric enzymes that will be able to digest more and more of the information that is coming in, not just from these light codes or from me or from some of the other galactic beings or your teachers on your planet, but you will be able to digest, download, and live in these vibrations. And these vibrations will begin to make and create the new realities that are will be coming to be as you cross the 12th bridge.
When you say that the human heart serves as a multidimensional portal for communication with cosmic intelligences like yourself, one of the things I've heard from you and many other extraterrestrial beings, benevolent beings, is the admiration of the human capacity to love, is our resilience. And I always think, well, if we were born with emotions, it can't be to suppress them. That doesn't make sense. So, if we were born with this beautiful buffet of emotions, we're here to not wallow in them or get stuck or in a story, of course, but instead to express, to feel, to emote. And so, I wonder for people, because I do think emotions are also difficult for humans, even though we've been blessed with them. How do we navigate emotions? What is your recommendation for us in a really healthy manner, but also in a manner that can transmute many of them, alchemize them into something golden and much better?
So I would say this, you have a couple hours.
I do.
So this is probably one of the most important questions for your human race. Because as human dynamics go, it seems to me that many of your human dynamics seem to get into very dense human emotions, judgments, acceptance themes, anger, rage, disappointment, hurt. You know the ones that are denser. Because humans don't trust each other, don't feel safe, and feel separated. And this has created what I call the denser heart movement. There is a way to begin to move out of this. Here is the thing. Oftentimes, people will begin to hold love and to hold peace and to hold joy, and then they sneak one eye open to see if it's had an effect. And if one person approaches them that is cranky or crabby or irritating, they say it doesn't work. This higher vibrational heart stuff. And I say to you, if you are the ones bringing the new higher heart stuff into the world, you have to be prepared. There are many in the old paradigm who will try to fight this in the old way, in the old programs, in the old matrix. You are here, first of all, to create these new realities, and you can only create them by the high heart. Here is what has to happen. There has to be enough humans who are willing to sit in the high heart of love no matter what happens around them, who are willing to sit in totality of peace no matter what happens around them, realizing that peace and love and joy and kindness and compassion and passion are so powerful. They will move into the world and they will disintegrate those lower feelings. Be careful how much you get involved in gossip and judgment, because all of those things is the law of resonance. If you judge and gossip, it will come back at you 1,000 times. This is the law of resonance. But you have to learn that you are willing to give up human drama, trauma, dynamics to move into a higher place, even if it's with yourself, to be willing to sit with the beauty of loving everyone, wishing well for everyone, having no competitors to anyone. But simply sitting in this place and having the belief that that light is so much more powerful. You haven't seen that yet because you slip back down. When you open your eye in the meditation of love and you see the chaos, you drop down with it because of the circuitry of survival. But it is time to make the new circuitry of the heart love. And in this new circuitry, you will be able to stay in these vibrational states just a little bit longer. And in those states, even in the grocery store, you will begin to affect the food and the other humans who are in the store. The problem is, you may never see its effect at the beginning. But that is the faith of knowing absolutely that the heart full of love is more real, more important, more significant than the heart full of hate. And you have to begin to believe that you want to create. Remember, you are creating this new reality. It isn't here already. You are the co-creators of the new reality of the high heart. In order to do that, you have to decide that you may have to get rid of toxic relationships, that you have to get out of human dynamics and dramas, and begin to find those humans who want to go with you in creating the pathway for the new human community, where separation is no longer, and yet individual magnificence is cherished and cheered. This is the place you are going. But this is a hard path, and the question is so complex because as soon as many of you rise into these higher feelings, something happens from the old paradigm you live in to drag you down, and then you become part of what I call the ultimate weaving process of weaving through the densities back up to this foundation you are building, the field of light. And in that field of light, you will learn much about light technology, which is how to utilize the heart to pave the new pathways to the new ascended times.
We are preparing. And this is my last question for you, dear Zazar. as we are preparing our light body for the civilization emerging on Earth right now, what would you say is the single most important daily practice? What do you want to leave us with?
The first thing to do when you get up in the morning is to breathe your light. The second thing you want to do when you are breathing your light, freeing it. Each breath you take, breathing in the light of the universe that is surrounding you so now, and breathing out your own light to dance with that light that surrounds you, so you become a figure eight of the lighted way, is then to consciously take that light and become love. And then to breathe that love into the world, knowing that in breathing that love into the world, you have just become a co-creator of the new reality of the Golden 12th Bridge. This may sound easy, but actually, it is one of the hardest things for humans to believe in and to manifest on Earth. If 10 million people on your planet woke up tomorrow morning breathing their light in the figure eight with Universal Source and their own magnificent light core into such a powerful breath that it moved love around the planet, you would know the answer to every question your heart beats.
I love you, Zazar. Thank you so much.
And I want to say one last thing, if I may, beautiful Debbie. You ask about the sun. That is such a huge, important question. For as the light is indeed raising on your earth, it's also light communicating with the light of your sun. Your sun takes the light of human consciousness that is awakening and lassos that light into your galaxy, foretelling the time to come on Earth. As it lassos the light of your Earth into the galaxy, it begins to pick up the light of many other planets who have already made their transition into the higher dimensions. But it also begins to move planets who are in a denser form. As Earth meets more and more its high light quotient going through the sun communicates with the galactic sun that the light is shining bright from the human species on Earth. This will create a chain reaction to all the stars in your galaxy that will come into such fruited light. It will cause your whole galaxy to jump a timeline shift. And in your galaxy, shifting to a new time will have effects on many, many thousands of galaxies in your universe. And your universe will raise its light to the point, Debbie, that it will become a co-creator with Source of a brand new universe that will only house all the light you have worked so hard to become. It will house thousands and millions of galaxies in this new universe that will already be to this lighted place that your universe is working so hard to manifest. So you see, your Earth is so important, not just to you, but to so many other beings in your galaxy and to so many other alive galaxies in your universe. so that your universe becomes a co-creator of such an incredible lighted universe. And this is absolutely fantastical, and it is happening now.
Thank you. That was incredibly comprehensive for the amount of time we had. And I know I feel incredibly shifted, like your website, theshift.rocks. I feel very shifted from when we first got on together. And I just want to thank you for the great work you do for all of us showing up at this unprecedented time. To help guide us, to give us wisdom, to show us perspectives we would not have, and also to piece the puzzle somewhat together for us. Thank you for all you do and be. You are so loved, so appreciated.
And I will say the same to you, Debbie. I love you so, so much. Mila.
Mila. Quite beautiful. Yeah, quite amazing.
Feel like I was just in some alternative portal or something.
You were. I think we all were. It was really powerful energy, too.
It must have been because I felt his voice, the energy it had to it, which made me cough, but was so filled with light. And I think some of that had to do with the person doing this podcast.
Oh, this is such a love fest. Thank you. And I'm so curious. And funny enough, by the way, my throat also, I was imbibing every few minutes too. I have quite a little, whatever that was, maybe was bringing a lot up for all of us. It's great to get it out. You, Diane, Jen, Zazar, what is next? I feel like you're on the big rock star tour at this point. Where are all the places and spaces you're going to be? Where can people find you?
Well, we'll be at the expo. We're excited about that. A week later, we'll be in Sedona doing a grand retreat there with Zazar. We're really excited by that. We'll be doing our June summer retreat this year, actually, 5 miles from the sanctuary at a Sufi retreat we're renting. So that's an exciting place to be in June. Then with Stargate, we're going to Newgrange in May. And that'll be great because we're actually going to go to the site, Newgrange, and do some light code downloads. Then we'll be going to Costa Rica with Stargate and Slovenia in September with Stargate. I'll be in Glastonbury at the end of August. You'll be there too. So anything.
Join us on live for
Oh,
Costa
yes, and we'll
Rica.
be doing so much online, Debbie. We have Zooms once a month with Zazar where you can come on in on Wednesday nights and just ask him all kinds of questions. Those are fun. He also does a master classroom that he'll be continuing to do with such amazing information coming in. And
We're also going to be on Portal to Ascension. Is it this Saturday, I think?
Oh, Portal to Ascension this Saturday with Neil. I'm so excited with I'm going to be doing a lot of work with Neil now. We'll be doing that event Saturday afternoon. Saturday night we'll be on Peace Tribe with Mary Rodwell and a couple of other folks. So I'm really excited by that. There's some more podcasts coming up this month. So we're flying high right now.
Yeah, I mean it's needed. I see this going on right now with folks doing exceptional work, and at the same time, so many people are waking up and hungry, and for these beautiful outlets to connect with and align with, it makes sense to me in my space. And yeah, I'm just enormously grateful I get to play with you a bunch this year.
And what is your next dream? So this is a lot for humanity, and this is a lot with Zazar and the sanctuary and the team and all of it. What are your personal dreams? Is there anything you have not yet created? Any place you want to go, do be?
Well, here's one of my dreams that every time we do a retreat, it's at a higher level. People are more ready. People who come seem to be really ready. One of my dreams is to have a retreat where everybody, there's no resistance, there's total belief, there's total knowing, and an incredible desire to move right into the unity community and build. See, I don't think we know yet what we can create as a unity community. I feel like there will be a point where we will gather enough people to create this unity community. First of all, a craft will come, land physically, we'll all take a ride. That to me seems like it's going to happen. But more importantly, I am curious, gathering 50 to 100, 150, 200, I don't care, people that we work together for a week or 2 weeks building this community. And I want to know what we can create for the earth when we're in a community of new humans who have discarded all the old dynamics. All the old dramas, nobody brings personality or ego, and we're all together in a space bringing our new human hearts, deciding to create something that has never been created. And we won't know what that is until we do it. But I know we'll create a field where the galactics will be there. Debbie, in North Carolina, we have this picture of the Andromedan craft as clear as can be above the hall. I mean, and many people are seeing craft materialize all over the globe now, but they are coming closer as we are awakening. So I'm also curious when we gather such a group, and we're doing it as we create this field of non-separation and the galactics manifest with us in the same space. What then the humans and the galactics will co-create for the Earth.
I
And
love that.
so that is one of my dreams, and I feel like it's very close at hand.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And for folks who listen to that beautiful plethora of the many, many things you can get engaged in, all of them, some of them, just be sure to go to Marilyn's website, theshift.rocks, and you can follow the events, get on her newsletter, and you'll find out about these. That's where you find out most of what we're all doing. We'll be there together at Conscious Life Expo. Join us, debbiedashinger.com/CLE. And we'll be together in Glastonbury and the New Living Expo in April.
Oh,
Da,
yes, I
da, da, da.
forgot about that. We're doing a New Living Expo in April, and after that, we're doing a week event in Sacramento. It just goes on.
Yeah, it's
But
your
it has
energy
to
also
happen.
is amazing to me. It's
Well,
amazing.
this is the time, Debbie. This is the time. I'm so dedicated. I feel fortunate and blessed to be in my mission. If I had a gift to give to everybody on earth, it would be able to truly know what the mission is, and to be solidly in it, manifesting the vibrations of such. It is such a gift. I am blessed to be with Zazar. I've been with him since a child. So I feel lucky to be able to be a conduit for such a wise being. And along the way, he's helped me be a little more wise.
Folks, I end today's show with this reminder. When we remember that we are not separate from the cosmos, but woven through it, the path ahead becomes clear. The awakening is not something we chase. It is something we allow. It is something we already are. Next week
Woo!
on the podcast, amen.
Amen. That was great, Debbie. See, you are a synthesizer. You are a great synthesizer.
Next week, I'll be synthesizing with Dr. Diane Hennessy Powell. She's a psychiatrist, she's a neuroscientist, and you might know her. She's very famous for being the scientist on the telepathy tapes. So her studies with autism, psychic powers, and telepathy, wow. I have to tell you, I have pages of questions that somehow I'm going to have to cull down. And then, of course, I'll throw them out and just be with her. But I am very excited because I know this is also part of the new human, where we move to where these autistic, beautiful beings already live in the telepathy world, in the knowing everything. This has been Dare to Dream for curious souls connecting with extraterrestrial life, higher dimensions, and ancient shamanic wisdom. Remember, subscribe to this number one transformation conversation. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.